It's episode 182, and we've got plugins for building your resume, enhancing your user profile, message bars, Etsy shop building, dynamic tables, and a cool way to keep track of post status by color. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode with your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be back with everybody today.
Yes, and we've got the usual great roundup of plugins for you today, and all kinds of great stuff for you. So let's get the stuff right off the top out of the way. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you've got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate the reviews over on Stitcher and especially on the iTunes Store to help wipe out some of that old stuff that's still lying around.
Yeah, there's a lot of garbage floating around our way as far as the WordPress podcast space, but there's a lot of great shows as well. But we do appreciate all of your reviews on iTunes. Also, you can follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z on Twitter. And we also sort of include the best of shows within the Twitter rotation. So you can find perhaps some that you may have missed before, or maybe you want to just check back and relive those great 5 out of 5 plugins that we've talked about before. It's a great way to kind of keep in touch and see maybe those reviews that you've missed. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. So I myself specialize in helping people find that functionality for their website, getting that functionality up and running. And also, if you break it, I can fix it. So if you've run into some issues, you need some emergency support, you can send me an email, john@wppro.ca. Or if you're in a hurry, pick up the phone, 818-850-7729. It'll ring straight through to me.
And I just want to mention something. I'm doing some SEO audits for your WordPress site. So if you'd like to learn a little bit more about how your site stacks up, especially if you have an e-commerce or business site, I especially like, you know, small businesses, people with actual mom and pop type situations, maybe a family run company. If you're looking for a free, and I'm saying free because it typically costs $4,000 to get this audit, just email me, marcuscouch@gmail.com, and I'll hook you up.
All right. So it looks like we've got a little bit of listener feedback this week. One was an email that was sent in. It came from a Brian, and he was like, "Hi, guys. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work." He listened to one show where we talked about a plugin that works with Google Spreadsheets, but couldn't find out where it was. He wrote it down, but I went searching for it. Can you remember that plugin? I'm pretty certain it was one you reviewed there, Marcus.
Yes, that's WebKite.
WebKite.
That is WebKite for WordPress. I'll put the link to it in the show notes.
There you go, Brian. That's it. And we've also got an audio clip for this show here, and it comes from Manny, who had a question about the speed of plugins for social sharing icons. So we'll let Manny take it away.
Hey, John and Marcus. My name is Manny Olivares, and I'm from Capture Billing. First of all, let me tell you, you guys have one awesome WordPress plugin podcast. I've been a loyal listener since, gosh, episode 10, 11. Something like that. I remember when Laura was your co-host, John, and the music. Oh yeah, the music. that was great. You guys have made this an awesome podcast with great information about WordPress plugins. I love it. Because of your recommendations, I ended up putting 120 plugins on my site. Started to run a little slow, so I had to go on a plugin diet. So now I have about 60 plugins now. And the site runs a little faster now, too. But this leads me to my question. Speed. I currently am using DigDig for my social sharing, but it's gotten a little slow. So I'm looking at two options, and I want to kind of get your opinion. Now, one is a plugin, and one is adding some JavaScript from a third party. Yeah. I know how you guys feel about third-party apps and stuff. But that aside, what I really want to know is the speed. Is there any differences in speed and calls to the database or whatever else happens there in the background? Anyway, so the first one, the plugin I got from Code Canyon, and it's called Easy Social Share Buttons with Easy Social Metrics Lite, so I can do some tracking because I want to track everything. The other one is from Add This, and it adds JavaScript. So which one of these will work better on my site? Which one will run faster and provide a better user experience, use less resources? Guys, thank you for your help. I appreciate it. I'm going to keep on listening. Thanks a lot.
All right, Manny. Well, thanks a lot. We greatly appreciate you listening since episode 10. Yeah, I remember the music too. Every once in a while, I kind of get a hankering for it.
No.
So at any rate, your question about the two plugins, the one from Add This and the other one from Code Canyon, the Add This one is probably going to be slower in my viewpoint because it sticks in the additional JavaScript code, and adding more JavaScript can slow down your pages. So the other one would probably run faster since it's integrated right into the site. And if it's got some stats that build in for it for tracking it, you're probably better off there than Add This.
Yeah, I would actually run some A-B tests. Use something like Pingdom, P-I-N-G-D-O-M. They have a free site speed tool, and it even breaks down to the individual plugin as far as the load times, or JavaScript, or what have you. Even images. And then run an A-B test to see exactly which one helps, and take the aesthetics and the look and feel as a metric as well as, as speed, and see which one works best for you in your scenario.
There you go, Manny. And thanks again for listening. Greatly appreciate it. All right. That pretty much wraps us up for listener feedback. We got some news, though.
Little news.
And this one here is an article I tripped across, and it's discussing the WordPress plugin vulnerabilities for many different plugins. And you might want to check this out. They discuss the vulnerabilities on WP Touch, Discus, All-in-One SEO Pack, MailPoet, which, of course, has been in the news and across the interwebs lately because that one there, so many downloads, and it was such a massive hack. And that one there, there's another article in here where they discuss over 50,000 sites that were backdoored because of MailPoet newsletter plugin. So anyway, check these out. Security issues, you might want to keep up on them. Even what sometimes seems like a perfectly good plugin could have an unknown security flaw in it. And once it's discovered, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, the All-in-One SEO thing really bummed me out because that was my preferred plugin. That was like one of the top three that I would always install just because of the, the overall functionality of it and how you could kind of fine-tune things. I'm not a big fan of the Yoast SEO plugin.
Yeah.
So, but unfortunately, I've had to disable it on a majority of my sites because it's weird that certain things that are completely isolated and run very, very few plugins are now showing up. I have one site out of 80 that I'm working on that showed up for malware 2 days ago. So it's like it sucks trying to get that thing back in the index. Even though you got backups, I use stuff like CMS Commander that helps out with backups and things.
Yeah.
So there was nothing wrong there. But it's just the whole process of trying to, get through the hack, so to speak, and restore things and then, make sure that all the search engines and things know that everything's back to normal again.
Yeah.
So you got to really be careful. So, you know, stay tuned to this podcast, at least for the latest as far as news in vulnerabilities and such. We'll bring them to you as often as we can.
I try to bring them out as soon as I hear about them, if not sooner, because sometimes I've tripped across them before they've even hit the mainstream. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've left the names and the links as far as all of those plugins that we just talked about in the show notes at WPPluginsA to Z.com. Yeah,
and a link to the articles discussing it.
Great.
Well, that pretty much wraps all that up. So I guess it's time for us to dig right into the meat and potatoes, Tommy.
Yeah, let's hit the main stage.
Off we go. All right, so the first few plugins I've got here today, first one I've got is a premium plugin. This was submitted to us by Damien, the author of the plugin, and it's called Etsy WordPress Shop Plugin. And it's available over at Code Canyon. The link is in the show notes. And this is a premium plugin, but it's one of the better ones I've seen for dealing with Etsy. And if you don't know what Etsy is, it's an online store. Many people use it who sell craft goods and other things because it's an easy way for them to get online for one or two items or a handful of items. And what is good, though, is if you've got a WordPress blog, it's nice to bring over the Etsy items to your WordPress blog to be able to get people to buy them from there. And I've got a couple of clients that do that. They're local craftspeople here in the Victoria area, and we've listed them up, and we've brought over the Etsy items manually, and it was always a bit of a pain. This plugin solves that and makes it very easy to bring the items over and display them, not only in a single page that people can click on, click through to the item, purchase it, but it'll also stick them in a sidebar for you. And it's simple enough to use. You just connect it through Etsy through their API key, and then you enter some CMS or some short codes on your pages, bring over a widget. Boom, it's all set up and ready to go. So all in all, it was really good. I liked the way it worked, and we give this one a 5 dragon rating. So it's Etsy WordPress Shop plugin.
Yeah, I've seen a ton of Etsy stuff out there, and you know, especially young people that are craftspeople, some make jewelry and, you know, little bracelets and things like that, even artwork and some handmade clothing and such too. Yeah. So I encourage this, and that's great that you can mirror your Etsy store with an integrated WordPress site, and that really helps to sell, I think, because it integrates more of a blog and an experience, and when you wrap that with, you know, dynamic content and things, that's pretty cool. Yeah, so
it's great.
Big thumbs up from me, too. Speaking of thumbs up, I want to talk about a really great new plugin that I discovered. It is by CMS Help Live, and it is called Ultimate Profile Builder. It lets you create and manage profiles on your WordPress site. By that, I'm talking about you can define custom user roles, rather, like authors, actors, tennis players, anything you want. You can make any kind of, you know, characters for, what is that, Warcraft that you play, John?
Yeah.
It also allows visitors to kind of register on the site and fill out those custom fields specific to those user roles and even upload profile images.
Nice.
So you could choose, I guess, your clan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your, I don't know, you'll have to fill me in on that stuff. And I don't want to talk too much about it or somebody will start taking stars away on our iTunes reviews. The cool thing is these users can go back and edit their profile at any time just by going into the profile area of their section.
Yeah.
And this is not BuddyPress dependent either.
Nice.
This is totally independent of that. So you can display member profiles as a list or box view, or even use some short code stuff within the, you know, the widget area. So you could even do, you know, their user post contribution counts, that kind of thing. So everything takes place in the front end as far as the user goes, so they never end up in the dashboard. And that's pretty cool if you want users to have kind of a consistent experience throughout the entire site. So what more could you ask for? This really kind of plugs a gap within WordPress, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Nice. That could actually be a lot of fun for gamers and other people who are creating different kinds of profiles.
Not just that. Think of levels of business people or, you know, apprentices and journeymen and things like that. And, you know, even characters of movies, shows, you know, anything. Really cool possibilities in it.
All right. Well, the next plugin I've got here is called Master Bar. And this one was submitted to us by Lewis Rock, and it's a developer of it. And it is available at the WordPress repository, so it is a free plugin. What it does, though, is it creates one of those bars across the top of your post, one of those message bars. And this is one of the better free ones that I have seen in quite some time. It allows you to create a pretty extensive message. You can create a universal message that's site-wide, or you can create a message that shows up on specific pages and posts, depending on what you want to do. You can create, and you can also create an alternative bar that shows up when someone is logged in versus when they're not logged in, which is kind of nice if you want to give a different message to your logged in users than you would to someone who's not logged in. And having it go page by page is great. You can also use a short code to have it appear only on specific pages, and that's the nice thing about the page by page. The bar builder itself lets you customize the bar in several ways. You can do color, fonts, styles, and many more items and options to it. And like I said, so far it's the simplest of all the free bar plugins I've used, and it looks like it's pretty cool. So go check it out. It's called Master Bar. And it's available in a repository, and I give it a 4-dragon rating.
Nice. I'm trying to think of a joke. A guy walks into a bar plug-in, and no, okay, doesn't work. Well, crickets. I wish I had, this is the only time I had Google Hangouts right now. All right, well, let's talk about managing your post status. I'm talking about draft, pending, published, scheduled, private, all that kind of stuff. And often it's pretty tough to kind of discern and disseminate which is which, especially when you're sorting it by date or by category and things like that. So in comes the rainbow status. No, it's not what you're thinking. It actually lets you separate all of these post statuses by color. So you can assign, let's just say, yellow as draft. Perhaps light green as pending, dark green as published, you know, that kind of thing. It allows you to kind of separate all of those out, assign different colors, and you know at a glance what you've got going on within your admin. So, pretty handy tool, lazy plugin, gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Might be something we might want to use because, you know, we're constantly going through that on our site.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Good point.
All right, next one I've got here for you is called Resume Builder. This is one I recently discovered. And what it's great for is if you're looking for, or if you want to put your resume up on your website and you want to have it look really good, you can use this plugin here. It helps you create all the sections of your resume. Basically, you can section it out similar to the way LinkedIn helps you section out your resume. It also allow you, if you want to use it, you can use it to build a directory of, say, celebrity profiles and their pictures and who they are and their movies and other things if you want to do something like that. Or a particular industry, you can bring in, share the resumes of people in particular industry on your site, and you can build out the separate resumes. It's really great. It allows short codes so you can customize the layout of it. So once you create it from a custom post type, it gives you a short code for each section so you can go move those sections around in your post and have it lay out completely different. It also has a few widgets to help you display key pieces of information in various places of your website. So all in all, it's pretty simple to use, and it can help you raise your profile if you're needing to get your resume out there to people. So check it out. It's called Resume Builder, and I rated it 4 dragons.
Very nice. May I suggest an improvement? To get a 5, you subliminally flash in one layer of the CSS, hire me.
There you go.
Just, you know, just one frame out of every 10 seconds, something like that. Just an idea. All right, well, let's wrap things up here. We're going to talk about a pretty new plugin. I love table plugins, and this one is no exception. It's called WP Table Tag Gen. And it actually stands for Table Tag Generator, but they just decided to chop it right at Gen. This is pretty cool because it lets you choose the size of the table, rows, columns, all that kind of stuff. You can turn the mouse wheel to expand it, click on the spinner. You can type in the numbers on the keyboard, anything like that as far as width and rows and columns. It lets you kind of really do it fast. You can select and drag the cells you want to convert and merge them and split them. It's just like using Excel without all the hassle.
Nice.
So I found it to be a really cool plugin, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That could be very useful if you're needing to build tables. All right. Well, that wraps them up, our plugins, and I covered over in this one here, I covered over the premium plugin, the Etsy WordPress Shop plugin, which I gave a 4 to, the Master Bar, which helps you to put a message bar at the top of your page for both your users that are logged in, non-logged in. And then the Resume Builder, and I gave that one a 4. And then the Resume Builder, which will help you present your resume to your visitors, and I gave that a 4 Dragon rating.
And I talked about Ultimate Profile Builder, which allows you to create different characters and scenarios and roles within your site and let the editor do it all within the front end of the site. That's a 5 out of 5. Rainbow Status, which allows you to colorize, draft, schedule, publish, things like that. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. And we just discussed WP Table Tag Generator, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right, well, that's all we got for you in the plugins. But don't forget, we got a couple commercials for you. And if you're looking for some really good stock photography, then it's time for a change. Check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere stock photo images. And more images have been being added daily lately, which is very good. So check it out. The images are getting better and the selection is getting wider. And there will be some really cool ones coming in a couple of weeks after I finish ziplining here.
Interesting. All right. Well, those of you domainers out there, use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN295. That'll give you $2.95.com domains. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's any .com domain for under $3. Do it right now. Promo code PLUGIN295.
And don't forget, if you want to get more WordPress news, you're not getting your daily dose, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate those reviews over on iTunes, VOA, or Stitcher Radio.
That's right. And how can they contact us directly, John?
You can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Remember, free SEO audits. That's absolutely free. marcuscouch@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.